said and done, you're gonna be taking splinters out of your fat asses all night long because you got fat asses. The only one chance you have no chance. If you had a chance, you'd need to run lickety split. You can't run because you're the fat asses. Well, Ric Flair, you know what? I'm not a normal looking athlete myself. You know what I'm talking about? I've been in the gym's line. It's a privilege and an honor to walk out with Ole Anderson, Lex Luger, and the Omni tomorrow night.
I am not a happy camper. What is Bully Ray's motivation? No, I love him. I know he loves sugar. But I check my pocket. I don't have no donuts. I don't have no cheeseburger. I know you love sugar, but I ain't got none.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man. And I'm saying, woo, right here in Nashville, Tennessee, pal. I'm the man.
Booking a match for the total package, Lex Luger and Super Brawl. Super Saturday, what is it? I don't even know what it's called. What is it called?
Super Brawl Saturday.
Super Brawl Saturday?
You don't lose faith in winners. And Ric Flair day in and day out. Every day of his life. Just keep winning and winning and winning.
Ric Flair! New York City, Ric Flair! You're gonna find out what hard is all about! I do exactly what I want to do. You say I'm insane. I say thank you very much.
Make a good.
I hate ducks.
Hit the duck. Yes. We love you, Scott Steiner.
Today, woo, I've got the star and profile like never before.
You guys talk about being students of the game. I am the f***ing game, JR.
Going on, everybody. Can you believe that has been 25 years today? That's right, July 7th, 1996 is when the NWO kicked off. Hulk Hogan came down to that ring, and Bobby Heenan says, "But whose side is he on?" Damn near ruining the whole bit, the whole segment, but that turned out to be obviously one of the greatest things going on. At that time in wrestling, it was awesome. It was different. It was definitely something to be seen. I hope everything is coming through good here. I did move, so that means I had to reset up. It's not exactly the way I want it, but I need, and when I say I need to get back to doing this. Been three shows where I've been, it's just been a nightmare move. 10 years in one place. You get, and three kids, you get to obtain a lot of shit. We had a lot of shit. And we threw away a lot, we moved a lot, but it looks like we can't get back into the other house. So we're done in that house. Up here, I am right by the lake. I am a huge fishing guy, so I love this up here. Haven't been fishing yet, been just kind of doing stuff around the house, and then I was hoping to get this weekend off, but nope, I got to work this weekend. Got a little move going on at work after I just moved at home. So tough times, but I definitely missed everybody. Miss talking to you guys. Definitely need to get back to doing this. I've said before, this is my outlet. And when I don't do it for a little while, I get a little antsy. So, Smark, I'm sure you're wondering where Mr. Smark is. Smark had something to do tonight. He actually has a pretty busy July this month. He's going to actually have to miss a couple of shows here, a couple of shows there. But no problem. We'll go ahead. I'll knock him out maybe a little quicker than usual. But I'll go ahead and just come on here. Like I said, I definitely wanted to come on here tonight, make sure everything's working. Chat room, if I sound like shit, if I'm not coming through, please let me know. It seems like everything is working good. I'm really happy about that. I am going to go ahead and talk some wrestling while I got y'all here tonight. But I appreciate y'all kind of letting me take a little moving break there. It's just the computers were the last thing on my mind. Got a lot of new stuff, had to be put together. And anyone who's moved, you guys know how it goes. You know what's going on. But anyway, 25 years since NWO started. Feeling old. I remember back in my first house, coming on and just kind of, marking out, holy shit, what the hell? It was really cool back then. But yeah, I was in that was my first house at the time. Funny, I'm moving and weird. But I had just moved into my first house down in Deerfield Beach, Florida, right behind my favorite bar, old Krabby Jack's down there. So it was pretty cool. It was a really cool moment. But man, I cannot believe it was 25 years ago. It feels, I'd say it feels like, yesterday, but it definitely feels like time has gone by. And as bad as wrestling has been now, man, we haven't had three real heels come out and do that in wrestling in a long time and just be real fucking heels, try to take over. We've seen people try to recreate and do this and do that, but it's just never the same. It's just never the same as the original. I know. Bischoff took that from something in Japan. I know. But still, it was the first one we saw here, first one we marked out for. And I just really love the shit out of that segment. And I just can't believe it's been 25 goddamn years. It definitely has flown by. So, all right. Looks like everything is working, which means I can take these headphones off. All right, still talk to everybody here. I'm going to keep Skype open just in case Smart decides to jump on in. But in the middle of moving, I think from being outside sweating my balls off in the Texas heat and then going back to AC, I woke up with a cold this morning. So I am now exhausted, sick, but I had to come. I had to do this. This had to get done. It just had to be done. I needed to do this tonight. I am extremely happy. Everything is working. Everything is going. I am going to go ahead and knock out some plugs real fast. And then we will go ahead. I will talk some news. I'm not going to get into all the stuff I missed. I know there were a shitload of releases. I know there was. I know there was a ton of releases. Maybe I'll talk about a couple of them. I'll pull up the list because it's been a while. But, I'm going to go ahead and knock out the plugs real quick. Then we'll get into all that stuff. So give me one sec here. Let me do this. Let me do that. Let me do this. And you guys, you know who you should be checking out. You need to go right to the high marks. That's right. It's Cheese Man. It's Mojo. It's G-Wiz. It's good fun. You should be listening to them. Go check them out. Where are you going to check them out? Mixler.com/Metal Mitt Network. That's right. 2 T's and Mitt. Do not forget to add 2 T's when you're typing Mixler.com/Metal Mitt Network. When are you going to find them? Sundays, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. That's right. Go check them out. And, of course, you've got Mr. Bobby Anthem and Mr. Bobby Blades. They are on the Inhuman Experience. They are the Inhumans. You definitely want to be checking those guys out too on all your usual podcast platforms. And my son is tearing it up behind me right here because I am in his room. Anyway, don't forget to check out Unscripted. You got your charger, buddy? All right, buddy. Thanks, kid. All right. Don't forget to check out the Everything Unscripted Wrestling podcast. That's Eric. It's Doug. It's Daniel. They are great guys over there, and you should be listening to them on all the usual podcast platforms and Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, Steve Malanz, he's out there sharing the show, and it's greatly appreciated. Sir, Letterboxd, BOXD.com/Steven. Malan, he's over there reviewing films. Definitely want to go over there. And you guys can leave us a review too. Go ahead, jump on Apple Podcasts, leave us a review. We're there. We're on Stitcher, we're on iHeart, we're on Spotify, Google, TuneIn, YouTube, Anchor. Anyway, you find good podcasts, we are there. So do not forget to check us out. All right, on that note, now I can lower this music. Oh, and I apologize if I'm here sniffing and everything. It's like I said, I woke up in bad shape this morning. And it's luckily, you know, it's a nice 50-minute ride to work for me now compared to 15. So I am now waking up 5:30, leaving at the time I used to wake up to go to work. So lot to get used to coming up here. But you know what? Let's forget about all this shit. Let's just get into some wrestling. Like I said, there is a good amount to get into even without talking about the releases. Like I said, I may or may not bring that up. But let's start with this one here. Real quick, we'll just knock this one out. Don't need to spend a lot of time on this one. XFL had announced, if you remember, they've been sold. Mr. Dwayne The Rock Johnson and his wife, her company, I believe, bought the company. They were supposed to relaunch spring of 2022, but the XFL has come out and said that they will be pushing that back one more year to spring of 2023. So there you go. If you were looking to see the XFL in a couple of years or next year, not going to happen. You're going to have to wait two more years. I think it's probably a good idea. I mean, let's face it, this company was brought to, XFL was brought to its knees by this pandemic. They were doing fine. Their ratings weren't bad. It wasn't really, you know, I know the first time it really tanked. It wasn't doing that this time. People were talking about it. And then next thing you know, the pandemic hits. He can't have anything. And Vince just said mercy and sold the company. I don't blame him. Or Vince and all the investors. I don't blame them. I don't blame them one bit for what they did, but I think it's a good move to hold off this year, you know, kind of restructure next year, start bringing in people, and then, you know, spring of 2023, here you go. XFL will be back, and it shouldn't be a problem by then. But yeah, it did suck that this time, you know, for one time, you can actually say, well, this wasn't really Vince's fault. He didn't know a pandemic was going to come hit. No one knew. And it hit right in the beginning, basically, of his season. So it sucks. It sucks. But anyway, got two more years to wait on that. Spring of 2023, XFL will be making a comeback. And see what happens with that. I didn't watch. I'm not a big football guy, but like I said, the ratings weren't bad. They were definitely doing some stuff. Getting some momentum, they were definitely doing that. Now, here's an article I got here from Wrestling Inc. as of today. WWE has announced SmackDown will be at Madison Square Garden. On that note, as we're talking about COVID a little bit, this will tie right in. This is going to be Friday, September 10th. They're going to be at Madison Square Garden. It's going to be a SmackDown. And according to the official Twitter account of the arena, all attendants over the age of 16 are required to be fully vaccinated and have proof to be able to enter the arena. The post was also shared to their FAQ section on their website for the MSG. So there you go. I'm not big on proof of vaccinations. I know that might be shocking to some of you. Wow, Boxman's not for that. Yeah, no, I'm really not. But, I mean, it's their arena. They can do what they want. There's not much we can do about this or anybody should do about it. I mean, it's their prerogative to do this if they want to do it. I think you're going to actually kind of deter some people from going. Some people do not want to get the, you know, this, it's basically a trial vaccine. It really is. Some people don't want to get it. They just flat out don't want to get it. It's an experimental vaccine. It's still new. They can tell you all day about, oh, the long-term effects are this, but we don't know long-term effects. This disease, this virus has not been around to give us long-term effects. Just like they didn't know the long-term effects of LASIK when it first came out because it had just come fucking out. I mean, my brother-in-law had LASIK, had to be 20 years ago, maybe 22 years ago now. And he can't even see anymore. So long-term effects, it doesn't last. I know it's your eyesight, but, you know, they just don't know. These vapes, they don't know long-term. They have not been around long enough to find out what is going to happen to people long-term. I know. Trust me. It's got to be better than smoking cigarettes. I'm not getting tar, I don't think. Maybe. Who knows at this point? Just another nicotine dispenser, dispense system to get out. But like I said, some people just simply don't want to take this vaccine. And in my opinion, it's on you if you want to take it. If you don't want to take it, I'm fine either way. But I do think it's a little invasive when they are asking for people to be fully vaccinated. But I am not going to be at the event, so it doesn't matter to me, really. I don't know. I just think that asking for a... Listen, I've got... I know this may sound horrible, but I got two great-grandparents that survived the Holocaust, and they had tattoos on their arm, their forearms, numbers. And you know, if a Jewish person is tattooed, they cannot be buried in a Jewish synagogue. So, you know, it's kind of like that. Okay, well, I mean, what, should I get vaccinated tattooed on my arm? I don't know. I don't know. Like I said, it could be a bad comparison. I don't know. But like I said, it's up to them if they want to do this. I do think they're going to keep some fans out of the arena that just, all right, well, I'm over 16 and I do not want to get vaccinated. So might be a bad move, but it is up to them. And if, look, they're just trying to be safe from this, you know, pandemic that's going on, slowly going away. But if you do want to go to this show and you are vaccinated, then looks like right now for the event, they've already got Roman Reigns billed, Edge, Bianca Belair, Sasha Banks, Rey Mysterio, Dominic Mysterio, Bayley, Seth Rollins, Big E, Kevin Owens, and of course more. So there you go. I'm going to kind of get off my little soapbox there for this little rant on vaccinations and COVID. I think I'll just stay away from all that at this point. I could use a sip of water, though. That would help, so... All right. So there you go. I see Luke in the chat saying he's the biggest leftist out there. He's had the vaccine. Hope everyone does. And he opposes proof. You know, it's kind of, it's, I know what I said I was going to move on, but damn it, you brought it up. Yeah, listen, if you believe in freedom of choice, which we're supposed to have in this country, then you really shouldn't have to do this. I mean, yeah, I know, you got to show a driver's license to get on a plane, but showing identification to prove you are you and you're not trying to do anything nefarious, I believe is a little different than having to go, look, I've had a shot. I mean... And I've heard people go, well, you know, when your kids go to public school, you have to prove there that they've been vaccinated. Yeah, you're right. You do. They're children. We're trying to keep our children safe. But I don't have to go and prove I've had my shots once I'm out in the real world getting a job. Not yet. Not yet. I might have to. Soon, you never know. It might just have to happen. And no, I have not had the vaccination. I honestly don't go anywhere. I go to work and I come home. Wear my mask where I'm told. I just do whatever. I just don't feel I need it right now, and I would like to wait a little while. I do feel it's an experimental vaccine, and I'm going to wait, and I believe that's personal choice. You want to get it? Excellent. You don't want to get it? Excellent. And I'll just, once again, leave it right there at that. Now, I will move on a little bit here. I do have to be a little honest here. I do want to let y'all know I have not had a chance to pay attention to wrestling. I have not seen, I honestly didn't watch AEW when it was on Fridays. I didn't see it when it was on the Saturday night. I watched tonight. I did. I checked it out tonight. It was damn good, actually. Great show. Great to hear fans back in, the full crowd back in the arena. That was really nice to hear that. One good surprise we'll get into a little bit later. I really enjoyed that. I didn't watch Raw. I saw like two parts of NXT and AEW. I'll be way more prepared Friday night. Smark should also be here. No, he might not be here Friday either. I believe he said he had something else to do. Like I said, Smark's got a busy July planned for himself, and not a problem. He didn't know what I was going to be doing and how long I'd be down for. So he went ahead and made some plans, and I don't blame him one bit. So I do want to be upfront about that, but I will talk a couple of things on NXT that I saw. I will talk AEW a little bit later. And like I said, definitely talk the surprise and the little, I guess you could call it a little shout out by Britt Baker there to WWE. Not really a shout out. Probably not a good word for it. But anyway, WWE looks like they are running with this whole Nikki Cross superhero gimmick. They have went ahead and started filing for trademarks, more than one for her name. They went ahead and just went with the whole gamut after she called herself Nikki Ash, almost a superhero. Gimmick. They filed the trademark for Nikki Ash, A.S.H. That was last week. This week, they went ahead and filed some trademarks for Nikki Ash, A.S.H.E., Nikki Ash, A.A.S.H., and Nikki Ash, one word, Nikki, capital A, capital S, capital H. So they went ahead and filed for all of those. They are definitely looking to not let anyone steal any of those fucking domains or names. pretty damn good there. Sean's in the chat right now. Hate to keep talking about this, but he says he got vaccinated too and wishes he didn't. He had too many side effects. But listen, not everyone gets the side effects. I know many people at work who were back at work the next day after getting it, first and second shot. So, you know, it doesn't hit everyone the same way. I also know people that were really sick after the first one and really sick after the second one, and then, you know, just it went away. But I've heard stories about others, obviously, but personally, that's the only two I know. People that got sick and needed a break, people that just didn't affect them one bit and came back to work the next day like skippity dippity do, nothing happened at all. So there you go. Once again, Nikki Cross, back to Nikki Cross. Again, they have made they went ahead and filed for these trademarks, and there you go. Sorry, Mr. G Wiz, Smark is not here. Probably won't be here Friday either. Maybe, but maybe not. If he can snag a computer, maybe we can get him on here for that. But there you go. And they're filing all these for the usual things, entertainment services, wrestling exhibitions, performances by professional wrestler, entertainer rendered live, broadcast media, blah, 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 action figures, all that shit right there. But you know what? It is good to see you, G Wiz. Appreciate it. Thanks for stopping by, sir. Appreciate it, sir. There you go. I guess to get into a couple more little news things. Again, I'm not planning on doing a long show. Missed a lot of wrestling. Mainly, this is more of a test to come on here, make sure everything's working. So far, everything seems like it's working. No one said we can't hear a fucking word you're saying, and they're commenting. So that's a good sign right there. So go ahead and move on a little bit here. Titus O'Neil. Again, I've said he is probably one of the greatest ambassadors for this company. I really, honestly, sincerely feel that way. I think this guy, I am not a fan of his in the ring, but I think his personality, his name, the fact that he is obviously a people person, definitely is a plus, especially for WWE, a company like WWE. Just a great guy. And they use that to put him out on the road as an ambassador. He is their global ambassador, basically. Titus O'Neil has partnered with the Bullard Family Foundation and WWE to do a return to their back-to-school bash. You know what they do. They go out. They talk about bullying. They talk about this. They talk about that. Obviously, it's going to change a little bit. They're probably going to talk more about unity and more issues like that. I believe that's probably what's going to happen. And I think it's pretty cool. I think it's pretty cool that they're getting back to this. So they're starting pretty quick. They're starting 1 month from today, actually, August 7th. They're going to go right back to doing all this stuff. So WWE really hitting the ground when they're, as soon as they start getting fans back, they're getting back to doing everything. And I'm really glad. I'm really glad. I think it's going to be really cool to get them back in the schools. Everybody, the kids need to feel some normalcy. Definitely. The kids have got to. Trust me. I had two kids that were going to school. They despised wearing the mask every day. Despised it. Especially my middle one, my 8-year-old. Hated it. Absolutely hated it. So I think it's good they're getting back to doing all this. Looks like they're going to have, they're even going to have some Florida. I will not call, his name is not Flo Rida. I don't give a fuck how many dashes or spaces you put. It's Florida. And, he's expected to make a guest appearance, and I think it's going to be pretty cool to get those, give these kids something. And they got a ton of sponsors, you know, all these health insurance companies and stuff like that. So good for them. Getting back into schools, getting these kids back to a little more normalcy, feeling like they're actually getting back to some normalcy. So that's really good right there. I guess speaking of WWE being an ambassador type company, going out there getting endorsement deals and things like that, C4, which is an energy drink out of actually Austin, Texas, has joined with, actually it's more than an energy drink. It's a nutrition supplement. It's energies. It's all kinds of nutrition supplements. They have joined up with Roman Reigns, Bianca Belair, Montez Ford, and Mandy Rose, all outside of the ring. And they're going to do all this stuff with a company called Nutribolt, who does this C4 energy brand and all the other brands for this company. So you're going to probably be seeing them on possibly billboards. You never know where, but they are also, this company is also growing, and they already have celebrities. They have trainers. They have guys from the NFL, Justin Fields, Kyle Pitts. I'm not a football guy. They do have Lonzo Ball. I think we saw him on WWE programming once. So, and they've got a bunch of people joining on with this company, and it is a startup company. It has not been around very long, but they're definitely gaining some ground, and they've got some definite they've got some big stars going out there. I mean, Roman Reigns right now doing what we all hoped he could do, but we didn't think WWE would ever let him do. Bianca Belair, I may not care about her PSA promos, but she is awesome. She is very talented, athletic, and just really, really seems like another really good person inside and outside of the ring. Montez Ford, well, he's married to that, so, you know, he must think the same thing of her, and she must think the same thing of him, so we'll leave it at that. And Mandy Rose, I got to tell you, who wouldn't want Mandy Rose on your roster taking pictures? Talk about photogenic. That girl is just unfucking believable when it comes to looks and body. And I knew as soon as I saw her on that that Tough Enough show that she was definitely not leaving anytime soon. Even when she came in second, which a lot of people thought she was going to win over Sarah Lee, but she did not. She did not. A lot of people thought she was. I wasn't 100% sure, but that was how it went. So this company is definitely up and growing, so be looking out. Once again, Nutrabolt is the company name. C4 Energy is something you're probably going to look for. I would assume you're going to see commercials for it coming up on WWE programming. I was on the network, Peacock. And we will see. We will see what goes on. But that's a great little combination to have right there of those four superstars. You've got very talented, very athletic built. I mean, Roman Reigns jacked once again, you know, the male version of the, you know, Mandy Rose, the eye candy for the women, Roman Reigns. Bianca Belair, still eye candy. I saw those pictures she posted with barely any makeup on. Holy shit, she looks better without makeup. How the fuck? Way better without makeup. So, anyway, got all those there. That's a be looking out for the C4 energy. Probably going to blow up in your hand. A little C4 energy there. So, all right. Got a couple little extra things to go into here. We all remember the exploding ring death match, barbed wire death match with Kenny Omega and Eddie Kingston. I thought it was really funny that Tony Khan decided to go on the Dan Le Batard show with Stu Gaz. I never heard one episode. He did go on, and this was yesterday morning, and actually talked about how he got a refund of $100,000. Listen, I know this is a step up from the little podcasts this guy goes on, you know, doing the Dan Le Batard. I know I've heard the name. I know he's a big sports guy, I believe. I'm not quite sure. But I'm sorry, that was Kenny Omega and John Moxley. Eddie Kingston covered him. I'm sorry. Go back, rewind, correct. Now let's go back. I think it's a little, my opinion, a little out of line to go on and say, oh, yeah, they gave me back my money. I'm not sure I would have said that. I would have just talked about how, yeah, we screwed up, and he is talking about doing another one to make up for this, but all right, hey, we screwed up. Nothing we could do about it. I'm not sure I personally, if I had his money and everything and owned a wrestling company, I'm not sure I would have said that on any show. Oh, yeah, they refunded me. I mean, yeah, his quote, they totally shit the bed, these guys. Yeah, they did. And he's like, yeah, I ended up not paying them. Getting that carny thing going there, buddy. Getting that carny thing going there. So, now, it's funny, though. He says he was refunded, but he also says, I didn't end up paying two times. He says once right here, they totally shit the bed, these guys. I ended up not paying them. It was like $100,000 they ended up refunding for all expenses of the match. So I ended up not paying for the exploding barbed wire death match, which I shouldn't have. Sounds like he hadn't paid anyway yet and just told him, I'm not paying you. You guys, that was shit, which it was. It was like fucking wet fountain on July 4th. I hope everybody enjoyed their July 4th, by the way. Hope everyone had a good time. Me and the kids blew up some fireworks. I hope you and yours blew up some fireworks safely, if you're allowed. We are now out of city limits. I can shoot a gun in my backyard, and no one's going to do a goddamn thing about it. I love it out here. I'm loving it. Literally, my around the corner, my neighbors have a horse outside and goats. There's chickens. This place is, I'm loving it out here. Loving it out here. Absolutely wonderful. Wonderful. But Tony Khan needs to be a little more, I'm not going to say he needs to be more Vince McMahon, but there's a few lessons you could take from Vince McMahon. I don't think Vince ever would have gone out there and went, yeah, they refunded me. No, he wouldn't have brought up money at all. I don't think Vince would have ever talked about money on television, certainly not a podcast, and probably not a radio show. Only radio show I believe I've ever really, I think the only radio show I've ever heard Vince do was Opie and Anthony. I think that might be it. On Anthony's birthday, they brought on Vince once. I think that might have been the only radio show I've ever heard Vince McMahon do. He may have done one before, but not that I ever heard. So anyway, he could take a few lessons from the old Vince on what to talk about, maybe what not to talk about. And I'm going to say it one more time. I really feel Tony Khan can stay off of these little podcasts. Just don't be that guy. Slow down. Slow down. Oh, I'll do any podcast for a little exposure. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do it, Tony. And yeah, you're right. Those guys did screw up. The whole explosion, it looked like shit. It was like, you know, just it piddled. It didn't explode. It piddled. So I get it. But just leave it at they fucked up. And that's where I would have left it. I don't know. Maybe that wasn't even worth bringing up, but that's what I wanted to say on that. So, all right. Talk a couple of quick things here and then get into, I guess we'll go ahead and just get into the little quick reviews and then I'll let everybody go as soon as I can tonight. If you guys got anything, pop it up in the chat. I'll go ahead and talk about it. If I missed anything, Don West, did give a little update after his brain lymphoma diagnosis. I thought it was cool. I guess I can read all this. He goes on to say, I know that I'm going through a tough deal, but seeing all of your well wishes has boosted my spirit tremendously. Thank you to everyone for your support and your prayers and your kindness, and I'm going to beat this cancer so I can go on the air again, he wrote. So he's adamant that he's going to beat this. I hope he does. Don West's sister-in-law launched a GoFundMe last month to start helping with expenses. And it did very well. It raised, as of this writing, let's see, when was this? This was today. It's already got $20,150 of a $40,000 goal, and that was today. I believe we talked about who had already donated to this account. Of course, Jericho, Christopher Daniels, Gail Kim, Matt Cardona. I believe we talked about Matt Cardona's donation. Cody Rhodes donated $1,000. So pretty cool. He definitely, though, is wanting, and of course he's wanting to beat this, but I hope he does. I really hope he can beat this. I wouldn't expect to see him back for a while, but I would like to hear, you know, I would like to hear that he got back on air sooner rather than later. I mean, I believe this may be the same thing that Rush Limbaugh might have been diagnosed with, but I believe he was stage 4. I believe he was stage 4 when they got it. So, look, good luck to Don West. Really, really, absolute best wishes. I really hope Don West pulls through this, and let's hope we all hear him and see him one more time. But everyone in the chat right now is talking about Jimmy Uso, and that was actually the next little thing I was going to get into. Yesterday and today, a little article came out about Jimmy Uso, Jonathan Salafa Fatu, once again was booked Tuesday morning. Under the influence, once again, he has since been released on a $500 bond. This is the second time he's been arrested just in Pensacola. We know he, I believe this is his fourth DUI, his fourth. I really thought they had cleaned up a little bit, him, his brother. Turns out, I guess they have not. Now, Jimmy is married to Naomi. And you just kind of feel bad for her. You never know what they're going to do. I do have another article here saying as of yesterday evening, WWE had not made any decisions on if they are going to punish him. Now, we got to remember, Jimmy was off TV for a good long time. Just recently came back, what, month and a half ago, maybe? Just came back about a month and a half ago. And now this happened right here. Looks like he was arrested. It says Tuesday morning. This says Monday night. After being stopped by police who witnessed him run a red light while doing 55 and a 35. How fucking stupid are you? If you're drinking, you don't run a red light. You don't fucking speed. At least have fucking some fucking sense. Later failed sobriety tests and was taken to jail overnight for the misdemeanor DUI and also speeding and running a red light. So, you know, you can get the report online. But DDP, where are you, man? You may need to get a hold of this guy. Someone needs to get a hold of this guy. If WWE can't force him to go to some sort of rehab, someone needs to. You are correct, Luke. If you've been drinking, you don't fucking drive. I completely agree. Especially nowadays, you've got Uber, you've got Lyft. Oh, I know you're a big star, and someone may recognize you. And oh, I don't want that when I'm drunk. Okay, well, don't get drunk. You want to get drunk? Go home. Get drunk at home. That's a great place to drink. Then you just fall into your bed. It's simple. It's easy. It's safe. You don't put your life and other people's lives on the line by doing that. That's why I drink at home a lot. Makes it easy. For me, I can drink till I pass out. So that's what I do. But this is not only his fourth DUI since I think he's been in, but this is his second DUI just in the last 2 years. So, you know, and I mean, you got him, you got his brother pushing up on cops and, you know, well, no, it was him that did that last time. This was him that was screaming at the cops last time with his shirt off. He's got to get some help. He really does. Like I said, if WWE can't force him to go to some sort of, rehab or something, someone needs to. Like I said, I don't know. I don't know if he's deep enough for DDP to reach out or what, but, you know, this is becoming a habit, a bad habit, obviously. This can't happen. It's going to be the one fucking time he thinks he's okay. He's going to get into a car and, you know, the old cliche, are you going to wipe out a family of four? Yeah, he definitely could. 100%. That's exactly what he could do. He could hurt himself. He could hurt someone else. He could hit someone. There's a ton of things that he could fucking do if he doesn't stop doing this. Four times DUI. Luckily, no one has been hurt yet. Let's just put it that way. No one's been hurt yet. And we should be thankful for that. So, Sean says Jay is a good one. I think Jay's been busted for this once or twice. But also, man, I think Jay cleaned up his act. But I think he was also busted for the same thing once or twice. So, but yeah, I really hope he gets, you know, some help with this. Or at least can stop drinking. I mean, some people can do it on their own. Some people can't. But, I mean, when you're in a storyline like this, you've been, like I said, there's Uber. There's Lyft. And if you're in the Florida area, there's taxis all over the bars. All over the bars, especially up in Pensacola and Tampa area. They're all over the fucking bars. You can 100% get a ride. I mean, you're fucking Jimmy Uso. You don't think someone would give you a ride home? Come on now. Come on now. All right. Before I get into some results and some other little tiny things, I'm going to take a quick break, guys. My nose is running, and I'm going to go blow my nose. I know I probably shouldn't have told you that, but hey, why not? I'm here. You're here. Why don't we just be honest with each other? So here, let me get a quick song for you guys. I'm going to take a very fast break, and I will be back in just a couple of minutes. Thanks, guys. See you in just a second. All right. That was it. That's all I needed. Needed to get that out real quick. I appreciate everybody taking that little second with me there. Had to blow my nose. That was bad. I mean, it was draining down my nose into my... Oh, forget it. You know what happens when you get a cold that first drainage night. I took some Benadryl, so I'm like all over the place. Anyway, appreciate that. Take a quick sip here. Mm-hmm. Let's get into a couple of little things here. Like I said, it's been really tough for me to watch anything. Number one, we didn't have our TV set up for a little while. Number two, I just been so busy unpacking after packing and moving. But I did catch a couple of things on NXT, went back, watched them, checked them out. So I did see a few things. I did see that we have new tag champs in Zoe Stark and Io Shirai, women's tag champs. Zoe Stark looks like she has been outside tanning or met Hulk Hogan for a tan. Not quite sure. Still looks good, though. Still looks good. Great body on that girl, man. And she's great in the ring. I really like that. I think those two are going to be it's going to be another little odd couple tag team for the for them to work with. Ah, Sean brings up Del Wilkes. Thoughts on his death. The Patriot, I believe. Honestly, was not watching much at that time. Look, it's sad when anyone goes. I don't have a lot of memories or a lot to say. But he was young, which was, relatively young. I believe he wasn't even 60. I think he was 15 to 58 or 59 years old. So that's obviously, a tragedy. I'm not 100% sure if he was sick or anything, but I really wasn't. Again, I took times off, and I know he didn't have a very long WWF run. I know he did a little bit in WCW, but don't really have much of a memory of him at all, which I know is sad. I probably should, but not much of a memory of him. Obviously, a horrible a tragedy. Obviously, like I said, he was, I believe, only 58 or 59. That's way too young, especially as I get older, that should seem younger, but, when people start going that age, you're like, oh, shit. Oh, shit, that's not good. Again, you get your own mortality involved and all that, so. All right, the few little things I did see on NXT, again, one of the things was, again, the women's tag team titles changed. I saw that... LA Knight now has Cameron Grimes for a butler. They're really trying to do Virgil 2.0 here with Cameron Grimes. Oh, excuse me, guys. Sorry about that. I'm not very happy about this. First of all, I really do not like LA Knight. I don't think his look fits the character. I don't think his voice fits this character. I don't think he is any type of persona of this character that he's trying to play. this guy just looks like any other guy off the street. I don't care what he's wearing. I don't care what name they give him. I don't care what belt they put on him. Fucking just another guy. I'm sorry. I don't like it. I don't like that they're making Cameron Grimes be the butler for him. I think it's a little ridiculous. But I'll see how it plays out. I know it just started, so I don't know. We'll see what happens here. This is kind of where me and Smark were saying one way or another, Cameron Grimes is going to lose everything. I guess this is how he does it. So stupid. So fucking stupid. I see Indy Hartwell and Dexter Lumis are back together. Index, I believe they're all calling them now, whatever. But I got to be honest, that's about all I saw. I saw Dexter Lumis after Indy, you know, was lying in the ring. Lumis just comes out, picks her up, and she walks away. She is not a good actress. She's like, oh, my God. She kept putting her hand over her mouth like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's like, okay, either leave your hand there or look at him and say, what the fuck are you doing? You're picking me up. Not a good actress. Not a very good actress. Not good. Not good. Beautiful. Fine in the ring. Not very good in the acting department, though. But then again, all of the way are a little overacting and a little cheesy. So maybe she's doing it on purpose, but because they are all a little, like I said, they're kind of that Disney villain characters. I believe that was a Antox saying there. So it works. So, all right, let's move on from that right there. Cause that's really, again, all I saw on NXT. Again, I really wanted to come on here and just make this sort of a, okay, this works. Everything's working. Let me make sure it all is going. And I figured while I was here, I'd talk some wrestling. Like I said, I miss when I don't do this. It's been three shows and it's starting to get a little antsy, but I'm sure my kids want the room back in a little while. So, all right. But that was the NXT, and that was Great American Bash, by the way. Their little special they did. Wish I had more time to watch it again. I will be much more prepared for you guys Friday night. Just been very, very, very hectic. And I'm gonna leave it at that. But I did see AEW. I did watch AEW. Caught most of it, I'll admit. I missed a couple of things, not going to lie. Really thought it was a damn good show, though, tonight. This was their Road Rager. This was their first night back. They were in Miami. First night back with full crowds. I know they've had full crowds at Daly's Place. This is their first night back on the road with full crowds. Getting all that out there. But I thought it was really cool. And I see Christopher Kane has just started watching. Cody Rhodes already sucking his own dick in the opening match. Oh, you have no clue. Christopher Kane, I think he swallowed. As you watch, you'll understand exactly why I say that. But anyway, of course, Cody does, you know, go out there and win the first match. And it was Cody and QT in a strap match. And we had Kenny Omega coming out. I got to tell you, Kenny Omega looks so douchey with that new... what is that, a handlebar? It's Triple H. It's Triple H like it, but it's Harley Race like. And I got to tell you, he looks like a complete douche, and I love it. I love it. I absolutely love the douchiness of what Kenny Omega's coming out looking like right now. He actually is starting to look like just like your fat. Now, he's getting a little heavy because he's working so much. He can't work out as much. Just kind of starting to look like your heavy uncle your heavy biker uncle who's going to just come in and kick someone's ass. I'm liking it. I don't know. I like the new look on him. I think it looked kind of cool. And yeah, it was definitely a a good night. Let's see, what else did we have here? We had, let me just kind of scroll here. I got a few little notes that I didn't want to talk about. Obviously, Cody won the strap match. I mean, if you, come on. It's Cody. It's Cody. He's not losing that match. But the Kenny Omega, again, he was out there. Don Callis is talking for him most of the time. Kenny's out there in a pair of Zubaz, which I actually have on a pair of blue and gray and white Zubaz right now myself. So I get what he's doing. I like it. They're comfortable, very comfortable. Actually had a truck driver a few weeks ago pull up in Zubaz. Guy was very, very nice. And it was really cool, though. At one point, Dark Order comes out, and then he starts taking them out, and then Hangman comes out, and just like they, Sean just said in the chat, he was way over with this crowd. Listen, AEW a long time ago, Jericho actually said they are going to make Hangman one hell of a star. I believe it's coming. I believe they're slow burning it. And I just think they're trying not to shove him down our throats, a la Roman Reigns. I think that's what they're trying to not do. And if that's what they're trying not to do, that's not a bad thing. If they're going to just let it kind of, I hate this word, organically grow, organically build, that's fine. That's not a problem at all. That's the way it should happen. But yeah, Omega was super over, or I'm sorry, Hangman was super over with the crowd. And this other match was, I got to tell you, all the matches were great. I didn't care for some of the backstage gaga tonight, but the matches, man, tonight were fucking really on point. This Pinnacle match with against Inner Circle with Wardlow and FTR and Jake Hager, Santana, Ortiz. What a fucking match. Great match between these guys right here. Hager just laying shit in. Santana and Ortiz are just always out there to show off. And I love that they all just came down just looking like a bunch of badass bikers once again. Great little entrance for these guys. Really, really enjoyed this match. Fun match actually to watch. But I would have liked to have seen Inner Circle win. But if you haven't noticed, most of the time, you got Inner Circle losing on television, and then when it comes to the big matches, they're pulling it out. Not all the time, but most of the time. I'm not going to get into all the MJF shit right there. Those two, MJF and Jericho, definitely just are great together. They can go out there, they can just talk and go back and forth. Chris Jericho did have a suggestion of banging MJF's mom. Miami didn't love that line. It was pretty cool. But the other thing I wanted to make sure I brought up before I forget it, Britt Baker tonight, in just a little reference, told Tony Khan to enjoy his blood money, and then made a direct reference by saying, hey, maybe we can air from Saudi Arabia next week. Actually, she said, maybe next week AEW can run in Saudi Arabia, Baker said. And telling Tony Khan to enjoy his blood money, that probably isn't the best thing to do. But very heelish, and I like it. This girl is absolutely savage, and you gotta fucking love it. You gotta love it. Actually, is this it right here? I'm not going to play it. I just put the headphones back on. I don't want to put the headphones back on. I like doing it without the headphones. I need to figure out a way to do it without the headphones when Smark is on, too. It'd make me a lot happier. Yeah, I thought that was a cool little line by Britt Baker, though. Definitely a nice little shot. We also tonight got to see Andre El Idalo, formerly Andrade, versus Matt Sydal in a good match. I think it was probably, seems like when people come in, they kind of go against Sydal. I don't know why, but he seems to be that go-to guy already for this company. So whatever. That's fine. Was a good match. Was great seeing Andrade out there. And looking about the same. Looking good. Just like he always did. I still can't believe WWE let that guy slip through their goddamn fingers. Even if it was for petty bullshit, like it probably was for some stupid shit with Charlotte or something. I know he asked for his release. That's one guy I might not have let go. Might not have let go. We had Cody out there with Arn. They were out there talking. And we got one more time. We got this was pretty cool. I had originally said I'm not crazy about him going to AEW. But Aleister Black came out and just hit that Black Mass, I believe is the name of that kick, on both Cody Arn first, and Arn's just laid out, looking like a volcano in his stomach, just lying there. And then he lays out Cody after a minute, but really good, really good pop for him when he came out. Malachi Black, the new name, not Aleister, Malachi Black. Not crazy about the name. I do like that he's going with some continuity, though. If you look, he's got the one white eye. That is the eye that supposedly was, you know, taken out in that match, that Money in the Bank match. So he's keeping that going. He's keeping that going. I know it's kind of the Marilyn Manson thing to do anyway, but I think he's trying to keep a little continuity going with that eye, and I think it's pretty cool. And, yeah, Christopher Kane says, Tommy... I forget who, JR, I believe, said hits Tommy End. And I think Excalibur jumped in and went, that is not Tommy End. Tommy End did not come back. That is Malachi Black. And started just ripping into it. And you could almost feel JR just going, sorry, you crabby son of a bitch. But just really, really the crowd really liked this. He seems like he's going to be a good addition. And, I mean, hey, listen. The fact that they can bring this guy in to lie down for Cody, that's got to make him feel really good right there. You got to think. I do think it's funny the fact that they just brought his wife back to WWE. I believe she showed up on Raw. Was it SmackDown? I haven't watched. I got to be honest. I think it was SmackDown she showed up on. Last week. And I don't know. Christopher Kane says the wife's going to get heat. Zelina Vega's going to get heat. She may, because according to talks that we were hearing, is that they were trying to get him back. Again, kind of glad, say, you got to stand up for that shit. Oh, you want me back and you're going to take me back at a lower level? No, that's fine. I'll go to AEW. And he's going to do fine over here. But the crowd was very happy to see him. Very happy to see him. And I mean, Jesus Christ, we're going to go from Cody feuding with Cutie Pie Marshall, to this. I think we're going to see a vast difference in promos, in ring work. We might actually give a damn, is what I'm saying. We may actually give a shit about this feud if it's done right. And it's kind of already written itself, so we can go from there. I got to admit, the only part of the Statlander and Orange Cassidy and Bunny and the Blade match I saw is when Aubrey Edwards pulled the brass knuckles. That was some good old school shit. Checking the feet, checking the legs, finding the brass knuckles in the knee. What a weird place to carry brass knuckles. You're gonna hurt yourself with that shit. And you know, Sean, I was thinking the same thing. That 90-day compete can't be up yet. But I'm gonna tell you, it's hard to get those two. I mean, CM Punk got out of his right away. Del Rio got out of his. It's hard to make them things stand up, man. It's really hard to make them stand up. But I did think it was a weird place where the blade had that. Because, man, you fall on your knee one time, that's going to hurt you. Not them. So, odd spot. But let's see, what else did we have there? I think all we had there was the main event, which was, I got to tell you, I really like this main event. I'm not the biggest Young Bucks fan, but this was a really well-done match. Eddie Kingston, always good out there. Penta, always good out there, too. But I thought this match was just really, really well done. I can do without Brandon Cutler pretty much all the time. I don't need him there one bit. I thought it was, I mean, they're just coming out now. They are such, Young Bucks have become such a parody of themselves at this point. It's really funny. You know, here's what's funny. I'm going to bring up Opie and Anthony again. Anthony Cumia of Opie and Anthony used to do a over-exaggerated Vince McMahon. It's kind of where I got mine from, and most people believe it, don't know, but they did too. Where he would, you know, every word he would like, you know, you're fat. And he would just hold that last, you know, last part there. Vince actually started doing that more and more as Anthony did it. So it's just sort of going like that with the Young Bucks. They're just becoming a complete parody. Every time you make fun of them, they become what you make fun of them for. So they're just becoming complete parodies of themselves, which is douchey, but that's what they're supposed to be. It's really hard to say that, look, I'm not their biggest fan. I think that, you know, but you can't deny that those guys are big. The audience loves them. They're over. They are great heels when they're heels. And I think it's becoming funny at this point. But, I mean, I still just think their matches are all the same. When they go out there, they get their shit in, and it's just kind of the way it is. It's just, there's not a lot of meat to their matches, in my opinion. It's just kind of, it is what it is. But, I mean, like I said, AEW, they had a two or three little backstage Gaga segments, one with Darby Allin and Ethan Page, and the other one, I forgot the other one, but and not really much there, but the matches tonight I really felt were really good. Really thought it was a great way for them to make a comeback. Great show. Great show for AEW tonight. I'm going to take one last little look and see if I missed anything for news. Otherwise, I am probably just going to go ahead and call this a nice, short, quick show. I'm very happy everything's working. After the move, I was worried about getting everything found because we have boxes on top of boxes on top of boxes. So it was very nice that it all worked. Oh, I forgot. We did have a couple of UFC fighters appear on AEW tonight and get sort of physical. We had a Dan Lambert and UFC fighter Jorge Masvidal, who I do follow him on Facebook, and I didn't realize it was him, but that is him. Actually, America's Top Teams, Dan Lambert, UFC fighter, him, and also Amanda Nunes, who is the featherweight champion. She was there, too. Pretty cool. Looks like, once again, they're getting AEW getting their hands on some good stuff. UFC is a good one to join up with, so we'll see what happens with this. You know, if they're going to have more people on getting physical, we will definitely find out. But all right, like I said, I don't see anything I missed. Once again, I'm happy as hell this is working. I am going to just call this a short, pretty much 1 hour show, a little over an hour, and get this knocked out. That's it. Let me get the music playing for a second here. And we will call it a night. Like I said, Friday night, I'll be much more prepared. And I'll tell you the truth, I was saving news today at work, and I don't know where it went. It's like didn't sync. So I usually bookmark it in Google. Then I come home and I pull it up in Google and it's right there. But it wasn't there. So did miss a few things. But yeah, I'm going to go ahead, hit the music, wrap up. I definitely appreciate you guys bearing with me for that little moving break I took there and coming on back. Like I said, three shows missed. I missed everybody here. Sean, you have a good night too. I appreciate it. Everybody stopping by the chat room tonight. Once again, just going to be me Friday. So if y'all want to come on by one more time, I really appreciate you guys joining up in the chat and keeping the show rolling along like you do. And there you go. Once again, we're going to talk about the high marks. That's right, because you should be checking the high marks out. It's the Cheese Man. It's the Mojo. It's the G-Wiz. And G-Wiz, you should be checking those guys out on Mixer.com/Metal Mitt Network. That's right. Do not forget Mixer.com/Metal Mitt Network. 2 T's in Mitt. Sundays, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. The high marks. Check them out. Bobby Anthem, Bobby Blades, they are the Inhumans. They are on the Inhuman Experience. And you should be subscribed anywhere you find podcasts. If you are not, get your ass over and fucking do it. All right, damn it. Anyway, don't forget to check out Everything Unscripted Wrestling Podcast. You can also find Eric, Doug, and Daniel over there on Blog Talk Radio and all the usual podcast platforms. And Stephen Milani's out there sharing the show, and it's greatly appreciated. Find him on Letterboxd, BOXD.com/Stephen Milan, 2 L's in Milan. And, of course, you guys want to find us, you know where to go. You can go to Spreaker. You can go to Stitcher, iHeart, Anchor. You can go to Google. You can go to YouTube. Tuner, Player, TuneIn, Tuner, TuneIn, Player FM, and anywhere else you guys find good podcasts. Anyway, I'll be back here Friday. I hope y'all come on back. Join me in the chat room. It will be greatly, greatly appreciated. And on that note,